All right. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be back. I feel like I've been gone for forever, me and my family. And I know everybody's a little bit all over the place. Thankful that we're here and for those on Zoom. Hoping this morning we could just have a reflective reading over Psalm number 57. And to kind of guide our prayer, I figured we could, Lord willing, spend more time on prayer this morning because it's a lot going on, things to pray about. But this is a good psalm in light of that. And there's a few things in the psalm we can take that I think would be good to pray towards as well. So I'll read through and we can, Lord willing, walk into our time of prayer. So Psalm number 57 says, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge. Till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts. The children of man whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit in my way. But they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." Amen. Just a few things, we're not going to really expose it, just reflecting on a few things for our time of prayer. A cry for mercy right from the beginning, the psalmist, and an acknowledgement that God is his refuge. God is where we go in a time of storm and trial and anything going on around us. We can pray this morning that we would run to God. It's very easy sometimes to run to other things, but a prayer this morning for us could be recognition of God as our refuge. No matter what the circumstance, we can run to him. And it gives a very recent thing we went through is a storm, till the storms of destruction pass by. Crying out to God, who fulfills his purpose for me. God's got that purpose for us in whatever tribulation we're going through, whatever would threaten our things we're concerned about, and our future. God's got a purpose. And I like how in verse 4, or verse 5, between 4 and 6, it's very interesting. You could almost toss out verse 5, and the idea kind of breaks up. He says, "My soul is in the midst of lions." He's talking about the people oppressing him. "I lie down amid fiery beasts, the children of man whose teeth are spears, arrows whose tongues are sharp swords." And then if you were to skip verse 5, "they set a net for my steps," but he doesn't do that. He takes a break and he exalts God in the midst of really terrible trials of people after him. "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." And then he gets right back to, "Let me tell you more about these people. They're setting traps for me." So that's a reminder too. And whatever prayer requests we have this morning, whatever trials, whether it's lost loved ones, whether it's job issues or the future or kids and they're not Christians, things that are on our hearts, people who are hurting from the storm, it's still a time to worship God. It's still a time in the midst of that to be thankful, as we talked about last week. And stop and worship right in the midst of it. Don't wait till it's over. We need to worship in the midst. And then we can pray for resolution that our hearts would be steadfast. Like verse 7, my heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. And then the psalmist breaks into a call to worship again. I'm going to awake the dawn, bring out the instruments, awake. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, because, in verse 10, your steadfast love is great to the heavens. And that's the thing we can hang our hat on beyond the circumstances, is that God is unchanging. His love is steadfast. It reaches to the heavens. His faithfulness to us reaches to the clouds. Got me thinking of the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. That's why that writer, I mean, this is all over scripture, the steadfast love of God. That writer could speak of this. So a prayer that we can have steadfast hearts because God's faithfulness to us and his love for us is steadfast regardless of what's going on around us. And then he ends it with exaltation. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Amen. So I'll bring up a few prayer requests to start with. One is that from the psalm, we could recognize God as our refuge and run to him first before we run to anything else, before we run to logic with the things going on around us, or run to a distraction, that we could run to God and cast our cares upon him. We could recognize that he does have a purpose in the midst of trials for us, that we could recognize that in the midst of trials is a good time to worship, and that we would have our hearts tuned to see his exaltation as something that transcends these trials. That's how this psalm ends. And then in terms of beyond the psalm, I think Elizabeth sent out a note about the Broussard brothers, Matthew and Nathaniel. Nathaniel passed away at 33. Matthew's still hanging on. He's 37. And it's a type of situation where it's up and down. And it's like they can't stabilize them. It's just like kind of a question of, will they be able to get them back from being on a ventilator? If they can even get them back, will he stay stable? And then if, you know, there's just a lot going on there, and continued requests for prayer coming from that family and that church. Really difficult thing for them. So that's one kind of near and dear prayer request. And then continued prayer for our communities and I guess an open hand and ear to their needs would be good. And then anything else will just open up for requests. We can go together before the Lord and pray for these things. Take them really seriously, and we're invited to come boldly before the throne of grace. So that's what we want to do. So anything we can pray about. Yeah.
Linda Tomlinson, Brother Mac's wife, she has COVID for the second time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anything else? Yeah.
We got word last night that Jared he hasn't been diagnosed, but his girlfriend and her roommate have been diagnosed, and he has the same symptoms. He's going tonight.
Okay.
Has COVID, and then Tori texted us this morning that she's kind of took a turn around and is having some of the same symptoms too. So we're not sure if it's heard yet.
Are they pretty okay considering?
Yeah, Jared's right. She says he hadn't slept very well. It's kind of flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, so. Okay. Do you know about Miss Linda? Is she pretty stable?
Yeah, she's okay.
Going through it okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Lots of sick. Yeah.
Update on the Bergs.
Yeah.
Tracy and I went to visit them, do a little work last Friday. We tarped the one roof of the trailer that survived. They basically blended two mobile home trailers together. The front half of the first one was completely off, And basically, the second one can only be used really for storage until they, the plan is to rebuild somewhere. Don't think at that same location. But I'd say that from a living perspective, it's a total loss. From a storage perspective, it will last a while the tarps last. But they're not going to be able to live there. They are living at his, they're staying at his dad's house. Mm-hmm. They do plan to rebuild. It was like squeezing blood out of a rock to ask to see if he needed any money. But I finally prevailed. And he, they don't need any money for me and needs, but they will have to rebuild since they don't have a home. So any donations would certainly be welcome. I'll be the point man, I guess, to maybe get the funds to them or whatever. But this will be an ongoing sort of thing. I mean, they're not going to be rebuilding tomorrow.
Yeah,
they have to get Berg, Louisiana, kind of up and running again before I think they can even think about it. But they are pretty much homeless, as it were, as far as their own ownership or rent.
Yeah.
They do have a roof over their head, food, in that respect.
Okay.
But they will be rebuilding in there. Open for
nobody was hurt.
I'm so sorry.
Nobody was hurt.
No, not in their family.
Okay. So if y'all couldn't hear that on Zoom, Brother Rich is in contact with the Bergs, who actually live down Berg Street in Berg, Louisiana, which is kind of south of Houma. And they have needs. They're going to be rebuilding their home in the future. They have financial needs. So if you want to give to someone down there who is kind of in our general circle who's in need, you can talk to Brother Rich about that. And then Miss Joanne mentioned that Thomas, her son, broke his foot yesterday. So pray for him.
Do your parents have power?
My parents have a generator. They don't have power. They've been back at their house since Wednesday. It's kind of a blessing because the cool weather came in right after that. And so they're not expecting, but hopeful that they'll have it in the next day or so. They're kind of hearing buzz about tomorrow. So that would be nice, but
Susan's parents are from Reserve, and they're not. The first date they'll even give them is September 29th.
Yeah,
they don't know.
Yeah, I think that at least my parents' experience and my brother and Houma, they're kind of under promising, over delivering. For Lafourche, it was the 29th as well, and of course that depends on where you are. Lafourche is deep, but yeah. Prayer about that. And if we know of anybody who has needs, I mean, with needing generators or anything like that, there seems to be a large supply of generators right now here. It's just a matter of finding them and getting them and seeing who needs them, kind of thing.
We're supposed to be going into a house in Houma this weekend. The one that we are looking at, it received power yesterday.
Okay.
So those linemen, they're working their way down the way.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
How about Belinda? Is she to a camp?
Yeah, she went back to her trailer. And as far as I know, it's livable. There was kind of a delay in understanding whether or not it was damaged. But as far as I know, I don't think it was damaged, which is the MO of God taking care of her, if you know her. I mean, she has this 1980s trailer that's been there sitting in La Rose, Louisiana since I was a kid. You know? And there's never been a storm that's like knocked it off its foundation or anything. I mean, it's just not a new trailer. I mean, it's one of those old ones. So there's something there. I think one thing I heard about her is that she's losing a source of income but that's kind of unrelated. But as far as I know, her housing is okay. So lots to be thankful for there.
One other thing, God willing, I'll be going to La Place this coming Friday or Saturday to tarp roofs. If anybody is interested in going, it's not rocket science. It just takes a little, you know, patience, a little sunscreen, a hat, and a hammer, and they provide pretty much all of this.
You're going Friday or Saturday or both?
I won't go both. I'll go Friday or Saturday. Most likely Friday.
Okay.
Depends on my work. So.
Gotcha. So be in communication.
Days of Hope is there in Samaritan's Purse, and they supply all of it.
You just have to work.
All the tarp, and you just.
Awesome.
And Greg and Connie Richmond, they're doing okay down south.
Who's that now?
Greg and Connie Richmond.
Where are
Richmond?
They?
Connie Richmond.
Richmond.
That's
Richmond's.
That's where they
have no clue. I don't know who they are, but.
We need to. I haven't heard from them. I think their house is okay from what mom and dad said, but I thought we could maybe reach out. I can reach out to them and just check to see.
Are they in La Paz?
The birds are.
Are they in La Paz?
No, they're on La Fouche in La Rose. So, I mean, I think the birds still meet with them for church.
Okay.
He's the pastor.
Yeah.
The pastor.
Well, they need some help. I'll,
yeah.
I'll go that way, not that way.
I'll get in contact with Brother Greg.
Give me the coordinates. And
yeah.
We'll see that.
Okay. Great. Anything else?
I'll just say one more quick thing since we're on this topic. If you do go to La Paz.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I'll talk about it. I forgot, Rich.
Yeah, I can't either.
No. Ellen's daughter-in-law lives in La Paz. So when you go, you might can get her phone number and you can check on her specifically.
All right.
I'm just like prayer for my nephews and that God would fill me full of the Holy Spirit and give me something to say to them, the gospel, the truth, and that they would be ready to receive it.
Okay. It's a great prayer. Lots of things to go before God with, and he can handle them all. He's not passive on them. They're working in our lives. If you know God, they're working for us, and they're making us more like his son. You can pray that we see that better. But let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning, and I can open us up, and just feel free to pray as you feel led. And Brother Todd, would you mind closing us today? Dear God, we thank you so much that we can come before you right now. We come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're so thankful to be together right now and to be able to approach you together, Lord, sharing the same burdens, Lord, sharing needs. We're thankful for the church you put us in, Father. Lord, you know all of these needs before we ask, Lord, but you're not passive towards them, Father. You've designed them. You've designed these trials, these tribulations, these sources of anxiety, Lord. You've designed them to make us more like your son. So we pray that you would help us to see that and to be thankful for that. We need help with that because we don't always see, Lord, through these things. Lord, for lost loved ones that burden us, we bring them before you, Lord, and ask that this would be the day that you would regenerate. Father, if we prayed for them 100,000 times, Father, we pray that this would be the day that you not only hear us, but answer us according to our prayer and save, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who have been brought up and those who have not, Lord, that are sick among us, Lord, many who we care about and love and are sick with something that we don't even fully understand sometimes, Father, and it affects people wildly, Lord. Think of, Lord, Miss Linda, Jared, Lord, all those who are mentioned, Father, who are struggling with this. We ask your protection, Lord. We ask that you would give a remembrance of eternity, Father, and eternal things, Lord, and the seriousness of that, Father, and bring healing, Lord, and that this would be something they praise you for. Lord, those who are in need, Lord, in our communities, Lord, we ask that you'd help us to you bring those needs before us and help us to have wisdom to react to them, Lord, that you would help us to be proactive with our hands, Lord, and communicate, Lord. And we need wisdom, Lord, and we ask that you would be with those people now, Lord, who are hurting, who have their physical refuges on this earth damaged, and the emotional pain that goes along with that. Lord, we do thank you for the people who you ordained that have power now, Father, and we thank you for that. Lord, I pray for our friends, specifically, Lord, the Broussards, Lord, that you would be with Matthew, Lord, that you would heal him, that you'd cause a lot of glory to be a lot of value, Father, would be seen amidst the medical staff, Lord, there, of your name, Father, and give reason to praise for those who are lost, Lord. We thank you that those boys do know you, Father. I'm very thankful for that. Lord, we come before you needy, and we just thank you that you hear us, Father, and we ask that you would go before us and lead our service, Lord, that we wouldn't do anything without you, Father. You would help us, that you would lead us and guide us today in the singing, Lord, and you would awake our souls, Lord, help us to awake our instruments and our hearts to worship you, Father, like the psalm said, that you would help us to remember that your love is steadfast towards us and your faithfulness, that you would cause our hearts to be steadfast in that knowledge, Father, and that you would cause us to praise you in the midst of these trials, Father. That they wouldn't define us, we wouldn't be downcast all the time, but that we'd be praising you in the fire, Father. Ask for your help, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you this morning. We thank you that we have you as our refuge in the times of these storms, Lord. In the times of these crises, we thank you, Father, that none of this is coincidence, Father, but you have purpose for our trials that you send our way. And that purpose is to conform us more to the image of Jesus Christ, to teach us to lean heavy upon your Son, to teach us about the shortness of this life, the frailty of this life, and the extent of eternity, and to teach us who it is who controls the winds and the rains and the seasons and the times. Oh, Father, let us do as the psalmist said, to cry to the God, our God Most High, who accomplishes and uses all these things to accomplish his ends. And we ask this morning, Lord, that they would accomplish a good end, that these things that we pray and bring before your throne, that they would be used to draw people unto yourself, Father, to save family members, that eternal souls would be brought into the kingdom, Lord, during these times. Father, may you be pleased just to revive the hearts of us to pray. By the hearts of those around during this time, that you would add to your numbers, Lord, by pointing to who you are as our God and as our Maker and as our King in the middle of these losses, in the middle of these trials. Father, we do pray with confidence. Lift these things up. Lift these whom we love, whom we know, who you put in our circles. We pray for healing in these families, Lord. Pray for restoration. Pray for provisions, Father. Pray that you would give us wisdom and revelation to know how you would use each one of us, Lord, to encourage, to help supply. Give us willing hearts, Lord, to do what you set before us to do. be pleased, Father, to use this which you have orchestrated to do great works in these families, Lord. Our own as well. May it strengthen us, Lord. Our own faith. As we see your hand at work, even now, Father, as we remind ourselves, as we pray before this hurricane, Lord, may it please you to minimize the damage. As we pray, Father, corporately, that it would please you to spare us, Father, from this what seemed to be certain devastation, Lord, and you did so for on our behalf. You minimized what it could have been, Lord. Your ear was listening then as it is listening now, Father, and it pleased you to allow each one of us in this room to be here this morning to speak of your glories, to speak of your kindness and sparing us, Lord. We do stop, as the psalmist did, in the midst of these requests, of these trials, to pause and take a break and exalt your name, to praise your name, Father, for what you have done, for what you've given us. Oh, Father, in the middle of all that, these things, in the middle of even sometimes questioning our own dedication, our own faith, the little of our faith seems to be sometimes, Father, it points to a great God who does all things well. To think, Father, that your long-suffering and your mercy would be upon us this long. To think that it would please you to forgive our sins yet again. To cause us another Sunday morning to be gathered together to worship your name. The hope of our eternal life quickly coming, Father. We see and we are reminded that our life is but a vapor as we recount even more within our circles who have passed away, and those who are ailing, Father. It just reminds us of how, what a vapor it is, our life. And Father, you are kind to give us a mind to think on these things, to think on eternal thoughts, so that we might be shaken up, Father, to know what our life is about, our relationship with you, our relationship with our Lord and Savior, to understand what was done on our behalf, Father, to sing praises to your name, knowing that you do all things well, knowing that you have given us your Son. Oh, Father, may the work that you've done resonate loudly within our hearts. May the kindness that you showed us, that you have shown us during this time, resonate within our hearts. Just realizing we are here once more, Father, with a mind that knows where our refuge is, knows where our safety is. It's in trusting in our beloved Lord. It's in trusting in your hand. It's in believing on the work of the cross. We stop, Father. We take a break to praise you, to exalt your name. We do ask on behalf of these sick ones, on behalf of these hurt ones, these hurt families, those in need, Father, consider our prayers this morning. Be merciful, Father, as you are, as you have been. Receive our prayers, receive our time of worship and our time of learning today. Give us ears to hear, hearts to understand your word this morning. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.